Well, as we wrap the show, we have one of our counselors, Dr. John Thorrington, here in the studio. Hey, great to have you. Thank you. Well, you're going to answer a question from one of our guys. We love it when our guys write in, so guys, keep writing. And this guy has a really good question. He says, since I came to Christ a few years ago, I've been able to realize how awkward I can be around attractive women my age. And he gives his age as 25. The constant rejection isn't great, but I really want to fix what's wrong with me. Some quick research found great opportunities for dating boot camps and workshops on things I need to fix, but their agenda doesn't fit what I'm looking for. That being said, how can I get better with women in a way that won't hurt my witness? I don't find my identity in women, but it'd be nice if I went on a few more dates.
Yeah, I think everyone can at least connect with his desire for that desire to have relationships and to have a date. Everyone has that, I think. And I think most of us can certainly relate to the feeling of awkward. I would just say to him, that's probably normal, and a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, can identify with that. But I really do feel for this guy because he's obviously had some unpleasant experiences. He's talking about feelings of rejection. Mm-hmm. No one likes that. Mm-hmm. And he also made a statement that I thought was interesting, that he was talking about fixing what's wrong with me. And when he said that, my heart went out to him. And if you were here in the room, I would want to just say to him, I think it would be really helpful for you to reach out, talk to a counselor. There's probably some reasons you feel that way. It would be good to explore that with the help of a counselor. There are, I'm sure, many ways that he could overcome those feelings that he has and hopefully be able to move forward with much more confidence in his life.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, how it looks like he's at least self-aware. Like he's saying he's awkward around women, so he's recognizing that. Clearly, he hasn't had success in dating or whatever he's hoping for in his own head. And he's identified a few things that he thinks are wrong with him. In addition to counseling, what would you say, is there anything that he can kind of be aware of, or other types of people he can talk to as he kind of moves down this path?
Yeah, I think if he talks with people, you'll start to realize too that women, they have different expectations of men, but in general, there are some things that women have said they're looking for, and I think guys are pretty surprised when they see that. I was reading the other day a research project, and they identified five things that women were looking for in young men. Number one was Christian women wanted a Christian guy, so that's definitely in his favor. That's something that he has going on. A second thing was that they wanted a guy who was well connected to his family, that he honored and respected his family, because they saw in that some sense of comfort. They were also looking for a guy who had a job. And I like to say to guys, before you really get serious about marriage, you probably better get that in place. And then here's a couple of other things. Number four was a sense of humor. So that would be something to take a good look at. But then the last thing was appearance, or how a guy looks. I think a lot of guys kind of get the order reversed, and they start to have real fears and doubts about themselves.
Yeah, I think it's so, and it seems so cliche for me as a woman to talk about like confidence in guys, but like not every guy has to be like a jock or has to be this profile of some stereotypical whatever. It's like, be about what you're good at and what you love, and add Jesus to the mix, and you're going to have a lot going for you. I think guys try to be other people, and then they end up failing because they're not. You're not going to do a good job of being someone you're not. But
I think that's a huge point, Lisa.
The guy, if you can like bake, okay, you bake well, okay, and I'm all about that. Okay, let's just be. If you play football well, that's all cool too. You know, if you're just be about what you're about and be good at it and show confidence in it, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think guys need to learn to be themselves. I think you're right. If they're trying to be someone else, that's impossible. You have to be more comfortable in our skin. A big part of that for the Christian, I think, is what's my identity in Christ? Am I confident in that? Am I aware of his love, that he has a hold of my life, and to function with a sense of confidence in that arena? One of my prayers as a young man was, Lord, help me to get out of the way so that there can be more of you and less of me.
Yeah.
Because I think we can get so caught up in our ego, and then we end up tripping ourselves.
Yeah, good points. Good points. Just reminds me, in my book, I tell the story of a guy who I went out with five or six times, and then he announced to me, you know, Lisa, in dating you, I realized that I need to do some counseling. And at first I was like offended by that. I was like, how did I bring that out? But it showed, just showed that, you know what, if you have business to do, get some hard work done and return, to the pool later on once you've kind of dealt with that business. I think that's a good point. Well,
I think the last thing I would say is this, is be confident in who we are in the Lord and ask the Lord to guide you in this, and let him be the one to help you take that next step. Be confident in him that he's going to help.
Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much, John. All right, folks, that is it for this week's show. I do want to give you that number again to call in. Do so by the end of the weekend if you're hearing this, because we want to get these stories together, get them ready for next week's show. The number is 866-687-8686. Again, that's 866-687-8686. And this is for our 400th episode. I will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.